Back in September, Congress let the funding for community health centers expire. These centers are the social safety net for low-income families. Reno Public Radio's Ann Gray sits down with the head of a Reno-based center to learn what contingencies are planned if funding isn't renewed.
Chuck Duart heads up Community Health Alliance. The center has six facilities spread across the Reno-Sparks area. Chuck, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So if Congress doesn't reauthorize funding, how much money will the state be losing out on? And how would that affect the facilities in Nevada, like the one that you run?
For Community Health Alliance, we get about $4.4 million from the federal government for the purpose of serving the uninsured and the homeless.
And that $4.4 million you mentioned is annually?
It's annual, yeah. It's about 20% of our budget, and so the overall impact of the funding cliff will be about a 16% reduction in what we have available to spend on healthcare.
Where is Congress right now in the process of deciding whether to continue funding community health centers? Are you expecting them to reauthorize funding?
Yeah, and there's good news and there's bad news as usual when you're talking about Congress. And the good news is that we enjoy bipartisan support along with other programs like the Children's Health Insurance Program. The bad news is that with everything going on in Congress right now, programs like ours have received a low priority. So there's no real mechanism, no legislative vehicle to drive this across the finish line in order to get the funding approved. So as you know, our funding expired on September 30th, and it doesn't really affect Community Health Alliance until April or May. We have a little bit of time, but not much.
And you mentioned the Children's Health Insurance Program earlier, known as CHIP. It's a national low-cost health program. It's in a similar position with regards to funding. In the past, there was bipartisan support. So why are we in the predicament we are in now?
Well, it's the same reason that community health center funding has not been renewed, and that is that there's been a lot of arguments going on in Congress and not a lot of good legislation getting passed. As a consequence, programs like the Children's Health Insurance Program or community health center funding, a lot of these programs are sitting out there waiting. They've expired, and now we're waiting for Congress to do something about it.
Since you're in this current funding quagmire, what contingency plans do you have in place for Community Health Alliance?
Well, the contingencies aren't good. I've talked to our board of directors about what the implications might be. For us, it's going to mean a significant reduction in services. We estimate that about 6,000 of our patients may not be able to seek care through us because we just won't have the facilities or the staffing to do it. And so that's a serious impact to residents of Washoe County because most of these folks really do need access to care. And we're one of those organizations that provides it to them. So with a reduction in our federal grant support, it's going to mean that we're going to have to reduce services.
So along with reducing services, do you think that will come to turning people away?
Well, we only have so much capacity to go around, namely facilities, primary care providers, dentists, and they only have so many hours in a day to see patients. So people that really need care, we hope we'll be able to provide it to them, but people are going to have to either wait longer or have to go elsewhere, and I'm not sure where they're going to go.
What are you hearing from the community? Are they concerned about this situation?
We've gotten a lot of support from our senators, both of our senators, Senator Heller as well as Senator Cortez Masto. The House has already passed health center funding. We're waiting for the Senate to act at this point. Our hope is that as a part of a continuing resolution, the effort to keep government open, which they need to pass by December 8th unless they're going to let government shut down, we're hoping that they can include health center funding, the Children's Health Insurance Program funding, as well as a host of other important healthcare programs, that funding is going to get included in the continuing resolution.
Chuck Duart is the Community Health Alliance CEO. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you, Ann.